Made it to Lent, y'all. But it just seems like we celebrated Jesus' birth, and now we're ready to prepare for his death and resurrection. The emotional and theological shifts can be hard. In the Christmas season, we focus on the divinity of Jesus. There was an immaculate conception. Angel choruses sang. Strangers from lands afar followed a bright star to visit the baby. But then some 30 years later, Jesus gets baptized and thrown into the wilderness where he experiences his humanity in a painful way. He spent 40 days and nights in the wilderness without the comforts of food or shelter. He definitely was not in a cozy bed and breakfast for 40 days and nights. I cannot imagine how hard Jesus' life was wrestling with the fact that he lived both two lives, both human. One side of him had the insights and abilities of power of a God, and the other, the human thoughts, humans, and limitations. Sounds a bit like an identity crisis. Maybe the 40 days in the desert was just what Jesus needed. The Spirit led Jesus to the wilderness, a desert. Now, I suppose most of us have not been to a desert. However, I have heard it can be brutal. Unbearably hot with no shade to be found. I don't like that. I would choose the cozy bed and breakfast if I had the choice. Earlier this month, Pastor CJ and a few others went on a reading week. They collectively read 10 books over their time together. Sounds amazing. Rest, reading, fellowship. However, the Spirit did not lead Jesus into the desert to study the Torah or contemplate his mission. Or to even pray. Don't get me wrong, he may have done some or all of these, but Matthew tells us the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness only to be tempted by the devil. Turn these stones into bread. Throw yourself down and see if the angels save you. The devil tempts Jesus. Finally, Jesus had enough, saying, "Go away." Or, as Bianca Del Rio says, "Not today, Satan, not today." Jesus uses the law from Deuteronomy to destroy the devil's temptations. We must also remember that Jesus was divine. Jesus knew he was both human and divine. Jesus knew he could turn stones into bread. The angels would have caught him if he fell, and that he could claim power over empires. Instead, he rebuked the devil, doing none of those temptations. The devil is tempting Jesus to settle his identity crisis by acting out his divine nature and leaving behind his humanity. Theologian Barbara Brown Taylor simply puts it as he could play God or he could remain human. But to fulfill the prophecy, Jesus must remain human and divine. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful I'm not fully human and fully divine. I am fully human, by the way. That would be such a tall order to handle if I was both. While we are not fully divine, we are and will remain fully human, but that does not mean that we are not dealt with temptations. From the beginning of humankind, we have been tempted, just as Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit. Even though we are unable to turn stones into bread and we would most likely die if we fell from a high building, and it seems impossible to control the empires of our world, we're still tempted to play God. Not all things we try to do as God are bad things, feeding people, stopping oppressive forces, and so on. If we continue to play God, then we are not worshiping and praying to a true God. If we speak as if we are God, we are not listening to God's voice. Unfortunately, we still see this today of Christians who have surrendered to the temptation to play God. Far too often, we still see televangelists who are conning money out of poor people by performing God tricks, healing people on stage. I recently watched the newest installment of Knives Out, Wake Up, Dead Man. In the movie, Monsignor Jefferson Wicks promised a new parishioner that if she gave him enough money, he would heal her of her pain. scam, big scam. We are not to play God, but be God's hands and presence in this world. This causes a problem with our relationships with others. Playing God can be like a trickle of water on a mountainside. It starts small, but as time goes on, the trickle gets bigger. The rocky side of the mountain is washed away, and now there's a huge waterfall. In everything we do, we need to remember this question. Are we serving God, or are we trying to play God? This is often a very difficult distinction to ponder. I believe the way we treat people around us can give us a clue. When we remain deeply in our own humanity, as we seek to serve God, we recognize and respect that same humanity in people around us. To me, one of the important lessons Jesus learns in the wilderness is that you have to live with and respect your own humanness before you can really accept and respect other human beings. Lent is the church season during which we look toward the divine as a way of learning to be more fully human. And while we have hopefully all taken down our Christmas lights and packed away the nativity sets, and no judgment if you haven't, maybe we haven't moved quite as far away from Christmas as we thought. It's also possible that we have overestimated the distance between joy and agony, between violence and peace, between the divine and the human. So dear church, let us remember this Lenten season to be examples of Christ, to be fully human and fully divine. Jesus taught us to love. We too shall love others. There is a saying, people are going through a lot of things you know nothing of, so just be nice. Goes a long way and might just brighten someone's day. Thanks be to God.